Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, stereotyping, or life, liberty, and the pursuit of. Well, folks, I was staying at a friend's place in Manhattan the other day. I went running early, tootling along through the pre-dawn, twisty-turny West Village to the park along the Hudson River. The cold, black-blue water undulating darkly, the jagged stumps of old pier pilings going out the foreground to the channel. Running south, I'm looking for her, the Statue of Liberty, but it's too dark. I'm thinking of my dad on Columbus Day, 1923. A 16-year-old boy traveling on that water, on the deck of a boat full of Irish-to-be new Americans, heading to Ellis Island, electrified when he sees Liberty's torch for the first time, beaming life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I remembered hearing how Irish then were called micks and potato heads, and how storefront signs read, "No dogs or Irish," and how people were afraid micks would take their jobs. Still running, I could now see Liberty's torch, but only vaguely the rest of her. Still too dark. You know, the research shows we all automatically, faster than instantly, unconsciously, unwillingly categorize other people as like me and unlike me. And that can lead to stereotype prejudice in sexism, ageism, racism, etc. The psychological thinking is that our brains developed to sort this way eons ago on the African savanna, when like me meant my group and safety, and unlike me meant another group and maybe danger. Happily, the research also shows if we take time to think with our more recently developed cerebral cortex, we can overcome this primal survival response and respond with openness to others as people, with differences, yes, but sharing our essential humanity. Still running, I look over and see Liberty's light again, and sort of her shape and pedestal and the island, but how can this be? She's moving slowly upriver. How can this be? Stop. Squinting. Oh, yes, that light is on top of the surprisingly like the statue superstructure of a ship, carrying that light as she works. And there's Liberty to the left, secure on her foundation, clearer, taller, bigger, brighter. And then I know, like the ship, we must carry the light of liberty ourselves through the dark times. And then I'm running again with runners, big, small, with friends and dogs and a few babies in strollers, in all kinds of clothes and colors, fast and slow, an undulating human line. A young fast one goes by. I say, "Hey, no fair, you're younger than me." He laughs, both of us runners sharing a refreshing breeze off the water as we run. I look to the river again. There's a much smaller barge where the big one was, also with a beacon of safety and freedom aloft. Yes, we all must carry and shine Liberty's light, so our children can be lit from inside with freedom's happiness. I'm Dr. Rich, a freer runner, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.